Hi-ya!
I lunge at the offending tree, swinging the too big sword with both hands. The tree hasn't really done anything to deserve such abuse, but everyone else is asleep, so it's the only dueling partner I'm going to find at this hour of the morning. Neil's sword is nearly as long as I am tall, and so heavy every blow makes me sweat, but it's the best I can do for the foreseeable future. It doesn't count as stealing if I return it before Neil's awake, right? I sink deep into my favorite dreams, imagining myself in Helston colors, all clean scarlet and gold, striking out at classmates dressed up the same instead of stuck in dirt colors, fencing a tree. 2 years and miles away from Clistwell, it feels a little more possible. At least I'm with people who want to help me, who see my potential and let me chase my dreams. Airwood life is about as different from Clistwell as it's possible to be. We live in a clearing in the middle of the thick forest of hazel trees, a mismatched muddle of people who have somehow found each other and made a home. There's Josh, a man the size of a mountain with dark skin and flowers in his long hair. He's the self-appointed cook, and quite frankly, it's lucky we're not all dead. Fallon's the youngest, apart from me, with a copper complexion warm as the evening sun, and so weedy he looks like a breeze could knock him right over. He doesn't have magic in his fingers, but he's got a way with animals that calms even the most nervous rabbit. Rowena's pale, like me and Papa, and just as likely to burn in the sun, and once upon a time everyone thought she was a boy. Don't know how anyone could have got that so wrong, looking at her now, but I guess it's the same way people call me girl. Then there's Pasco, the pirate, who got sick of the sea but longs for real sunshine and decent food, and promises to take me to his homeland one day. Most important of all is Neil. Sun-blessed, even in the deepest winter, he's the one who found me and Papa wandering homeless after fleeing Clistwell. He's the one who welcomed us in and gave us a home, who can grow flowers in the palm of his hand and fight with a sword just as well as Papa, who tells me every day that I'm more than enough exactly as I am, who loves me and Papa without condition. "Family are the people who love you," he told me once, "exactly as you are, regardless of blood and bond." And home is the place where those people are, even if it's a cluster of tents around a campfire. I wouldn't swap it for anything. Well, maybe one thing. I strike a chunk of bark off the tree and stumble back, sweating. I've got great stamina, but Neil's sword takes it right out of me. There's a reason why people learn with practice weapons and gradually grow up into full-sized ones. I don't have that luxury. If I hadn't started with grown-up weapons, I'd never have started at all. I prop Neil's sword against the abused tree and stand back, wiping sweat from my forehead with a satisfying flourish. It's only early spring, and the air is chilled pretty much any time before midday, so sweating means I'm doing something right. I'm about to go at it again when I feel thunder in my feet. Thunder means horses, and horses mean... New sun catches on gold the moment before the rider thunders through the trees and into the clearing where our camp's set up. Gold and scarlet, and a flash of tempered steel. My pulse spikes in a heady clash of dread and desire. Helston. So Papa's retired the same way I'm his squire, in all ways except the ones that actually matter. Even though he hasn't been to court in years and gave up his title of King's Champion after the king disappeared, Helston still has the right to call him to duty and take him away from me. It doesn't matter how far we go or how well we hide, Helston can always find us. By rights, I should hate them. They're the reason I was left alone with Mama so much, and they're the gatekeepers locking me out of my dreams. But I want it so bad. I want to wear that uniform and get all polished up and learn all the rules and be part of something glorious. I want the same access to the same chances any boy gets. No questions asked. I want to be a knight. The enormous black horse pulls up so close, his hot breath whuffling through my hair.